Joining us from Gas Buddy is Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan. And Patrick, you said earlier this week that gas prices have been stuck kind of somewhat in limbo. What do you mean by that, since we're kind of in this sort of awkward holding period, it feels like?
Well, means like for the last month, most prices across the country have held remarkably stable. Of course, Indianapolis is an exception to that. But the national average a month ago, 316, a week ago, 318, and that's where we are today, 318 a gallon. So things have been holding near their highs. Now, Indianapolis prices tend to cycle. That means there's a more of a roller coaster ride, if you will. Prices go down, they go up. Last week, they shot up to 319 a gallon in some areas of the state, 329 in northwest Indiana. Prices now starting to move back down slowly, but that's leaving us about 6 cents higher than where we were a week ago. It was on this morning a week ago that prices went up, so that's why the average is up versus a week ago. But like I said, prices have come down about 2 cents on average in Indianapolis since about last Wednesday. And that's probably the way we will move for a good portion of this week. But that would leave us then with the potential for either a price hike, depending on the way the market moves, either extremely late this week, or we could see a price hike next week. But we are still near some of the highest levels we've seen for the summer, and that holds true in Indianapolis as well, all really because of the amount of damage from Hurricane Ida.
Okay, and what kind of effect are you seeing that from that damage that is reverberating across the country?
Well, really, it's just oil inventories. Oil production in the Gulf of Mexico had basically completely shut down in Ida's wake, and it has taken a long time to restore that production completely. In fact, I think it took even 2 weeks to get just half of it back online. So the fact that so much of that Gulf of Mexico oil production was offline for a significant amount of time has led to the decline of about 35 million barrels of crude oil that would have otherwise been produced. So we are looking at a pretty big deficit from Ida, which was not expected to be such a significant storm.
Yeah, and not only that, it looks like we may have to wait a couple more weeks because hurricane season is not necessarily over yet. Not that we're going to see a storm like Ida, but this just kind of comes with the territory of hurricane season. For those who may not understand explain what hurricane season can do to gas prices.
Well, as we saw during Hurricane Ida, it can shut down oil production in the Gulf of Mexico. It can shut down refineries that produce gasoline, and both of those have a very and profound impact on total U.S. inventories of crude oil and gasoline. It can make a difference very quickly. And as you mentioned, the peak of hurricane season is still going for another maybe week or so. We have Pete and Rose out in the Atlantic. Get all your Cincinnati Reds jokes out, how we have Pete Rose turning in the Atlantic to separate storms, neither of which pose direct threat to the U.S., but the problem is that we could see another storm threat if we see an organized storm heading for an area between the Mississippi River and, say, Houston. That is kind of the hub for oil production and oil refineries. So if something happens and develops there, we could see more price impacts.
It's been funny that you mentioned that. Pete Rose, those aren't storms I'd bet on.
Well, you know, Pete Rose may be betting on it. But yeah, actually, it's Peter and Rose, so let me be more specific. I just had to say Pete Rose. But yeah, we have Peter, who is just east of Puerto Rico, and Rose following not too far behind. So yeah, if you're one of those who likes to bet, what a good matchup you have.
Oh gosh! Well, you told me to get it out of the way, and it just came to me. I had to get it out. When you look at COVID cases, at least in Indiana, we have fewer people in the hospital. The Delta variant seems to be lighting up a little bit. That appears to be somewhat of a trend across the nation. Do you think that may cause a return to higher gas prices, with maybe people leaving their homes more, not as many schools quarantining? What impact do you see with the Delta variant as we go forward?
Really not so much. We didn't see it when cases were surging. We didn't really see a drop in demand. So I would not expect that if we do see a slowdown, we wouldn't see an increase in demand. I think most people are going to do what they're going to do at this stage. They're either vaccinated or not. they're going to either go out of the house or they're not. But I don't think anyone's really going to be changing behaviors, especially now that we're going into the fall. If it was the middle of summer, and if it was the middle of 2020 summer, where we're fresh on the heels of this pandemic, then we may see some behavior changes. But we've been in this now for well over a year, and I don't really think that demand is going to fluctuate. Now, having said that, demand is down for the fifth straight week nationally. Not a surprising trend. Americans getting back into their routines. Schools reopen. That means less people hitting the road as temperatures cool off as well. So overall, gasoline demand is softening, which is normal for this time of year. But just somewhat interesting that that really has not done anything when it comes to pushing gas prices lower. We tend to see prices decline into the fall. Seeing prices staying higher for longer is certainly unusual.
And it's all because of Ida, man.
Ida and a little bit of Nicholas probably spiced in there too, if you have your hurricane soup.
Oh, man. Well, that's pretty much all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. He's Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for Gas Buddy. Patrick, thank you so much for your insights. As always, we appreciate it.
My pleasure.